together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, and men and women, of course. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, the 5th of April, 2012, and you have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota where they are chemtrailing like mad, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The truth, of course, is a stumbling block to these. The voice the pro-murderers wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Follow me on Twitter at BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, I hope we can get you in. But if you press and you're importunate, we'll make it work for you. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Liberty is found in what the law permits. That's where we think, not outside of those confinements, those boundaries of love.
Order.
And order. Why is it a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? Well, just take a look around. That's why.
Let me be clear.
I was just going to say something. I just went through a drive-thru real quick in Monticello, mm-hmm. which is about a half hour north. East of us, and I said, I'll have a number four. She said a number four, and she said it back to me, and I looked at her, and I said, no, I'm so sorry. Wow. What do you call that? I slept good last night. Everything was fine. No problems
number four,
there.
I don't get what you're saying. You said...
I went to Taco Bell.
Yeah?
Taco smell?
Toxic.
Toxic smell?
Smell.
Yeah, I went there. And you know what I found out today, and it just broke me down.
Four.
Did I just do it again? No, I went there, and you know what I found out is that little chihuahua Since you get a Taco Bell?
Yeah.
He's dead. Did you know that?
Didn't him and Spud McKenzie? Everybody, they're dead.
No,
they're
dying. No. Spud McKenzie?
Yeah.
Where the heck are you at?
That was a long time
ago.
No,
that's a beer commercial. That's a beer mascot.
Him and Spud.
You're doing the same thing I did when I went there and ordered a number four.
I still don't understand this number four thing.
I mean, dude.
What's wrong with ordering number four?
Taco Bell, the little chihuahua, the big floppy ears.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He was a...
It's...
Somebody's upset about
it. I did not know. Here's another thing.
Very wealthy dog.
Here's another thing. This is really going to take some people back. I just found this out. You guys, Elvis Presley's died. He's gone. He's dead. He's buried. Elvis is.
When did that happen?
Back in 1977, August of that year. Seriously.
I was alive yesterday. I saw it on the magazine at the grocery counter.
Do you see that guy that drives around here thinking he's Elvis? I kid you, negative.
Does he work? Well, let me make sure I got the right one.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. He's read too many magazines with Elvis in them. He's got the chops. He's got the black hair.
Does he drive a truck?
I bet people are actually amazed as how we just got to where we're at right now from what we started off.
Okay, I was just
we started talking about chihuahuas.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Elvis. Hey, here's another one. You know what's a fast fact about this guy? All of his Grammys are through gospel music, and his wife had said that he is supposed to be a preacher. We did a high school assembly in Memphis, and when we were doing a school in Memphis... Mm-hmm. The lady that was working behind the counter.
Is it Dixie?
Yeah, Dixie, that's right. Yeah. That's what a name, huh?
Yeah.
She was actually his fiancée.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to ask the father if he could marry Dixie, this is not a joke, folks.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let, he wouldn't let her because of the fact that Elvis was so obviously unique and bizarre. And I bet people are wondering where Elvis got that idea for his hair job. It came from a comic book, kids. Folks, friends, I kid you negative. It came from a comic book.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Influenced.
Yeah, I mean, you ever see those kids that walk around with a big piece of hair sticking out of the back of their head, that cock sticking out the back of their head? That came from Alfalfa because they watched Little Rascals too much.
The Rascals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing how broad of a stroke we can take every time we're on the radio?
A terrible place to be.
It is.
When your brains are in somebody else's head.
Well, mine isn't, because my hair is combed back and it's long. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have a big cock sticking up in the back. And I don't have oil combing my hair back like Elvis.
Yeah.
You remember that story of Elvis, speaking of which?
You know, I kind of...
He was actually in his house one time, and the Beatles wanted to meet him. Yeah. I wish he would have just squashed them bugs, because, dude, that is a talentless situation. But there's people that actually like that band.
Yeah. I've heard that.
You know, you've heard that saying, why didn't Noah ever swat those mosquitoes? Why didn't Elvis ever squash those beetles? You know? But there was a, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis was sitting there. He was sleeping. They woke him up. The beetles were all sitting in his front of his living room. And Elvis sat there and he said, if you're not going to say anything, I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I want to let him in my house in the first place.
I think they probably smelled a little bit.
They did.
That dirty hippie thing.
Dirty hippie thing. Yeah. To the max. Pew. Yeah. Stinky.
Thank you.
You know what? You guys ever heard of the band Grateful Dead? I am grateful they are dead. I mean, that's how bad they are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't wish that upon anybody, but in that situation, they were so bad. The only way that you could enjoy that music, I suppose, is if you were a burnt hippie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on some kind of a chemical to go listen to that junk.
Yeah.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, guess what? I'm just going to let you guess.
Secret.
We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the Men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
I'm telling you, that camera is very important. Now, folks, in the light of the recent mainstream media-created outrage with MSNBC and NBC over Trayvon Martin's death, I couldn't help but notice how far off the modern-day civil rights leaders are from the creed of the civil rights movement in the 1960s, led by a great man of God by the name of Mr. Martin Luther King Jr. By the way, we sat with several of his friends. Andrew Young, Sam Kyle. He was the one that was just feet away from him when he heard a ping and turned around and Martin was dead, shot down. We spent some time with the DOJ, Roger Wilkin. But aside of that, Martin Luther King was a prophet to the nation. He was a molder of consensus to guarantee equal rights under the law for all men, endowed by their creator, as the Declaration of Independence rightly states. So let me take you back to the 1960s and consider that every participant in the civil rights marches was required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. You ready for this, folks? I hope you have your seatbelt on. Oh, yeah.
What it's really about.
Uh-huh.
What it's about.
Number one, meditate on teachings of Jesus daily before you could be a part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s. Number two, remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love / charity, for God is love. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Wow.
Woo! They're like a little church in here.
Number five, sacrifice personal needs because greed has to go out of the window. Number six, observe with both friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. This is the original civil rights pledge, folks, before you could participate in a civil rights movement under Martin Luther King. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Number 8, refrain from violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number 9, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. Those are the 10 points played out in order and laid out for you to follow the instructions if you wanted to be a part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s. However, the self-made civil rights leaders of today, such as the Al Sharptons, by the way, an anchor with NBC, and Jesse Jackson, the wannabe, have left off their Bibles and their morals, and they debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach. And why wouldn't they? Now, let me contrast the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge as demonstrated by their actions, folks, their deeds. You know a tree by its fruit. This is the modern version of the supposed civil rights leaders and their pledge. Number 1, meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Number 2, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Number 3, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Number 4, play the race card and be used by a godless administration daily as you are enslaved through deception. Number 5, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. This is the pledge for the modern version of the incivil, I don't even want to say rights, but distributed privileges by the state because they're being enslaved through their ignorance. I go on. Number 6, send threats to those who disagree with you. Number 7, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if you have to. Number 8, use fear and force. That's a totalitarian mindset, folks. Number 9, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. Listen to that again. Strive to take from others because you deserve what you take, says this president to those that fall for his trickery. Number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and an unlawful administration. These modern civil rights leaders are demoralizers of the faith. They have turned civil rights into uncivil distribution of privileges derived by the state. They have left out the Declaration of Independence, therefore throwing off freedom. Under their directives, racism is being taught to a new generation under the guise of decrying racism. Martin Luther King Jr. condemned the Black Power movement because he knew injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. His point was that men were not to be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. The very things that you're seeing in Florida right now is black folks taking Obama because he's a black man at his word because he's black, and yet they decry racism. Folks, it's called hypocrisy. The civil rights movement was about truth in the 60s and justice, not lies and injustice, which brings me to another point. Folks, I know over the last week we've been spending time on George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. It's not even about those two. It's about the injustices that are taking place through the media on an almost daily, weekly basis. And what's terrible about all this, folks, especially to you regular listeners, hopefully you're not falling for the deceptive manners in which are used. And in saying that, why is it that the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth? The American people can stand up and snuff this stuff out in a minute if they deal with the media. Folks, let me go back to George Zimmerman, his father, And I want you to listen carefully, because what we're hearing from these socialist leftists, especially in media, those that hate are those that don't agree with their oppressive measures. Now, Zimmerman and his family have been under constant attack through these communities, namely the black communities, because they don't care about the facts. They care about the fact that Trevon was black and that's it. We don't care about nothing else. We got to get Whitey. But the problem is, folks, he's not white. George Zimmerman is Hispanic. We've said this 5 times, but we're making another point. Listen to what his dad said and look at as to what the American people are waking up to. It's very important that you listen to what he says concerning his son and what he's seen out there after his son shot Trayvon Martin through self-defense. Go ahead and play that, Kerry.
Robert Zimmerman says it's been tough dealing with all the criticism.
I never foresaw so much hate coming from the president, the Congressional Black Caucus, the NAACP, every organization imaginable is trying to get notoriety or profit from this in some way. But there's so much hate that I've never been involved in hate, and George hasn't, and it's really unbelievable.
What's your message to them?
To the Martin family?
To the president, the NAACP, all those people that you're saying are just out there.
I just hope at one point everyone will go beyond the hate that they have.
What is this all about, folks?
Oh, yeah.
Who's teaching racism to a new generation?
Those crying racism.
That's exactly right. Those that are decrying racism are the very ones perpetuating it, folks. What is this? Is this a black-white thing? I thought the black folks didn't want this. I thought they wanted equality, because back in the 60s, that's what it was about. Now it's about inequality through a bunch of guys named Jesse. You know what, folks? They say there's nothing but a bunch of chaos ever since Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson came about.
Mm-hmm. They brought it with them.
They should be responsible for the crimes, by the way, folks, that are being committed against white people and Hispanic people in Florida now. Because after the president got on the air, along with the social-run media, all of a sudden white folks and Hispanic people are being targeted by the black communities. Folks, how foolish and backwards can they actually be? What, do they think this guy's going to be in power for the rest of their lives? Mm-hmm. It's pretty foolish to me. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, here's the number. 1-877-807-9977. This has got to stop, folks. And again, we're going to come back to NBC and hold them accountable, for they are the very ones that have contrived this civil disobedience. You got Bradley and Jake. Be right back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls, or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast serve with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let's jump over a little bit to the topic of NBC again, because there's some new stuff that just came out on them again as to how they may have manipulated the tape even further than what we suspected yesterday. New stuff popping up all over the place out here, folks, on this situation, which is aimed at, of course, civil disobedience. Folks, keep in mind that here, I'm going to do this really quick. If I go to Isaiah 60 really quick, and I see what the Lord said again about turning that nation into hell that forsakes him, right. Well, what happens when those intentionally try to get everybody else to forget about God? Well, it says in Isaiah 60, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish." Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. And now we have NBC. I don't know. What's the date that this came out on, guys? Okay, June of 2011. Listen carefully as to what NBC did concerning the Pledge of Allegiance in our country. Go ahead. Okay, that's good. Is that not interesting, folks? Did anybody
cut out a couple of words?
Yeah, they are perfect. They are professional at manipulation, folks. What are they doing? They're using little kids to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Guess what they forgot, folks? One nation under God. Now look what's happening to NBC for pulling away God. They're going to eat the fruit of their own ways. Rest assured, they will. One nation under God, indivisible, which means undividable. They didn't want to use those words, folks, because they want to divide and conquer without God. In other words, they want the arm of the flesh to prevail rather than the Spirit of God to prevail. Which brings me to a side note. Isn't it interesting? There again, here comes the word theocracy. Well, you throw out the Declaration of Independence when you derive your rights from the Creator. Mm-hmm. Well, when you throw out the Creator, what do? You give yourself over unto slavery.
Sure.
Servitude.
Yep.
To man, the arm of the flesh, rather than the liberty that's found in the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You get rid of that? Get rid of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution?
Yep.
It just contradicts people that are so stupid and foolish to believe, listen, folks, if you're not going to govern yourselves, someone's there willing to govern you.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be ruled by the Word of God, then you're going to be ruled by a bayonet, said Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House.
And even these rulers, these governments or these government rulers that rule and they try to throw people into chaos, like you're giving an example of NBC right now, just eliminate God, take him out, and we're going to push it on the people. I think for some reason they're going to be able to control that same mob that they create by getting outside from God off.
That's right.
They're going to turn and devour them.
But let me interject this, Jake, because this is what's important. They want to throw the chains off.
Mm-hmm.
They think that's of serious. God
yeah.
and his commandments, right?
Yep.
And look what happens. They get a certain class of people that will subject themselves to those ruleless ones. And then what do you have? You have tyranny.
Yep.
And that's exactly what you're saying. Hey, folks, thrown off God, how's that working out for you? Huh? Especially those that just hate the fact that, if we love God, then, we can just do what we want. We can just use the grace of God to do whatever we want to do. No. You wouldn't do that for the veterans. Why would you do that to the captain of your salvation, named Jesus Christ? No way. It's not going to fly that way. Next point, Jake.
Yep. If you brought up something before, do you think that this president is always going to be in power, those that are rallying around him? Well, take it another step. Maybe this is an attempt to keep him into power. Folks, what's happening right now Mr. Zimmerman and NBC? Because I even see now CNN, which we're going to talk about in a second, did a little expose on the sound clips that have been going out. That have claimed that Mr. Zimmerman used the term, the racial slur, coons, on his audio to the 911. But they've dug into the truth, and they seem to be a little bit more objective. But I'll tell you what, NBC is digging its heels. Yeah,
because they want new listeners.
They see the tide turning right now. But NBC, of all the sources that I've noticed, is digging their heels in even deeper, even mocking. And I'm no fan of CNN, but they're mocking CNN for turning now. They're not excellent journalists or anything like that.
But I think it's good CNN is doing that. I don't really like to quote this guy, but his name is Winston Churchill.
Churchill.
He said, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. That's not true, because the truth is never moved.
It's already established.
That's exactly right. What happens is the lie tries to get away from the truth, gets you away from the truth, but when in fact the truth will always, it's always perpetual.
That's right.
And here we have it. Yeah, so you have CNN, you have ABC dissecting what MSNBC, but folks, the only reason they're doing that is because they want listenership. They just want you to cut off NBC and start listening to them.
Yeah.
So don't act like they're your friends, because they're not. Let's not be that foolish, right?
But you also see how motivated NBC is to dig its heels in and stay on this side, even if the tides are changing. They're not doing this necessarily even for listeners. There's a clear agenda behind this. Why every representative? Why that goofball got up in the House? Why did he do that? It's politics, man. They're using this as an example to get their name up and put it up, become a rock star, so they can get re-voted in.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. That's why this has been exploited.
I bet Bobby Rush, the judgment, was actually probably voted in, knowing that he's now, I just recently found this out 3 days ago, that he was a Black Panther. I bet.
Yeah, former Black Panther.
Did you hear about the mayor in D.C. too? He was under criminal investigation, FBI sting operation.
Get out of here.
He was removed. Now he's back in office again.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing how that works.
It pays to be a scoundrel?
By the way, he's a black man saying we need to get rid of the Asian dirty shops.
Mm.
So what are you saying? Well, we need to get more African Americans in there, he said.
Ah.
Well, folks, who are the racists, man? This is jacking me up.
Well, I can tell you who one is, it seems, and I want you folks to listen to this and listen to what you hear. We're going to play this little clip by CNN. to really understand, was Zimmerman throwing out racial slurs in his 9/11 call?
With this new, clearer audio, it's apparent the first word is a curse word. So we'll bleep it out for the rest of the story. It's the second word that's important to hear.
The second word is
claimed. I don't
want
to say what it sounds like this time, what a lot of people are saying it sounds like, but let's play it a few times so the viewer can have an idea for themselves and
sure.
make their own conclusion.
I can hear what he's saying. Stop for a second. This is the first time I've ever heard this.
Yep,
hear him saying cold.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the guy who actually did this audio press. He's never heard.
Yeah.
He's never heard the way. And it wasn't hugely publicized, but those that are critics of Zimmerman obviously embraced and said, look, he's saying the F word first, and then he's saying coons. That's, well, what you heard it, folks. You heard it. It took out the ambience noise. They took it off with a special software. And he'll explain later it cannot affect his voice. So if we keep it rolling.
Oh, it does sound less like that racial slur. Last time I acknowledged the possibility it could have been that slur. From listening in this room, and this is state-of-the-art room, it doesn't sound like that slur anymore.
Right.
It sounds like, and we wanted to leave it up to the viewer, but it sounds like we're hearing the swear word at first and the word cold. And the reason some say that would be relevant is because it was unseasonably cold in Florida that night and raining. So that's what some supporters of Zimmerman are saying, that that would make sense if he was saying the word cold. But that's what it sounds like to you.
It does to me. And I have not heard this.
First time you've heard it.
Yeah.
Just play his day.
Oh, so we'll play it a few more times.
He had said the same thing.
He's going to play it some more times, so listen.
So the key is, though, the wind, to get rid of the wind.
Correct. Wind and anything broadband noise.
Right. That's what we've done this time as compared to last time.
That's called digging,
folks. So you basically use this plugin to just get rid of the noise you don't want.
Stop for a second. Did you see just last week, find that piece from presidential candidate Rick Santorum? It was last week or the week before. Listen, I'm on the radio all the time. We're not... I know this is going to be hard to our critics to hear.
All this hard.
But I want to put you at ease. We're not perfect. You say things. You shoot things out of your hole, your pie holes. And it doesn't always come across the way that you might want it to come across at first. Folks, I'm a black and white kind of a guy. And to be quite honest with you, when I listen to the Zimmermans, I hear the same thing. If I said it, I said it. And if I wanted to say it, I would have said it. So don't sit there and try to nitpick and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel by trying to say I said something that I didn't say. Let me say it again. If I said it, then I said it. But, folks, we're to the point now where people are just putting words in people's mouth to work out this race card that Obama is continuously proclaiming. He's the divisive one. He's the one bringing it about. Nobody else is. And look what he's trying to do. He's trying to give to the have-nots to give to the or to take away what the haves have. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to give power to a lower class of people. And I'm not saying just blacks, Hispanics. I was raised in North Minneapolis, folks.
Illegal aliens.
Yes, illegal aliens. Whatever the case is. The color doesn't matter here. He's trying to give to an ignorant people power over people that should know better, is what he's trying to do. Because he's trying to overthrow who you are through these manipulating schemes of his, is really what it comes down to. Now, we're going to take these phone calls in just a minute, but what were we going to just say?
We were talking about
Rick. Listen, we're going to come right back after this, and I'm going to play a piece for you from Rick Santorum, where they said he said the N-word, folks. It is so despicable. Ridiculous. You're reaching. You're digging for something that's not there.
You're trying to create something.
You need to be removed, folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They need to be removed. They're incriminators. Horse pucky. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Did you want to add something to that? Good. We got Emma from North Dakota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, I was calling in about the whole Obama thing. It's, like, funny how they, like, put him into office because they were so excited because he was, like, a different race and the rest of the presidents have been, like, an African-American. And they put him in there and didn't even check about his character or anything. And the whole time, like, he held a political position in Illinois and he, like, messed up Chicago, like, really bad and they didn't even check about that, you know?
Yep.
They just put him in there and now he's still in there because of that. Haven't taken him out when he's not, like, abiding by the laws of our country, and it's just like, why is he still in there?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what did Martin Luther King say? Remember what he said, Jake?
Yep.
Yeah, not to what?
Not to judge by the color of your skin, but by the content
of the character. And you're exactly right, Emma. Don't look at his character. Just judge him by the color of his skin. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I was just as happy as everybody else when we had a black man come into office because it showed how far we have grown and how far we have come as a country.
Yep.
It was, folks, I want you to think about this. The things that are taking place today by his administration weren't even an issue, and they were the furthest thing from everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was an acceptance by America to say, you know what? The past is the past. Let all things old pass away. Now let all things become new. And it was a fresh start, and it was a healthy move on the behalf of the American people. What has this individual and his administration done? Folks, there's no better way to say it. I can't blame somebody else. Mm-hmm. How can the act be apart from the actor?
Or imply.
No, I get tired of that.
My little boy was just sitting in front of me, and we were watching. Obama was kind of tongue-tied when somebody had asked him about the Supreme Court and their jurisdiction and things like that. And my little boy said, I really wish he was good, Dad. He said, because we could be doing so much good in our country right now. My nine-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know what? That is the right attitude. He's coming at it completely blameless and innocent as a kid, just saying, man, I wish he would do something good.
Yeah.
There was no personal vendetta or beef because he understands that a good president does good things and the country is good.
Yeah. Well, remember when this whole race card started to kick up here, bubble up to the surface?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not someone else's fault, then it's, you know, well, let's call it for what it is. He starts to play the race card. It's because he's black. If anything goes wrong, which has nothing to do with it. He's turned that blessing into a curse.
That's right.
Is what he's trying to do. But as I said right before the break, Rick Santorum, what was the date on that, Kerry? Just to be precise. Okay, so March 30th, 2012, they tried to catch Rick Santorum, and they said that he said the N-word. Now, someone sent that to me on my Facebook, and I rebuked him. And I said, you're reaching here, bro. But play this piece from Rick, and you tell me what you heard, friends.
We know the candidate Barack Obama, what he was like, the anti-war government, America was a source for division around.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, he really went after him, didn't he?
Anti-war.
I mean, that would be a really good thing for a presidential candidate to do and say, wouldn't it? To call him the N-word, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he's going to win that secret vote from the KKK.
How stupid do you have to be before you shut your mouth?
Maybe you should have never opened it and proved everybody
was
stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Play it again.
It's the best way to show.
Play it again. Rick Santorum.
Like the anti-war government, America was a source for division around.
A source for division. Mm-hmm. So he's condemning division, but yet he's using the N-word. Addressing the president's name. Hello.
Try again.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just try to pass on that one. But you know what's interesting? There's so many people that are so brainwashed by the media that I have people sending me stuff on the Facebook, and it's like, you know what? If you keep up your garbage, I don't want you on here. You're way off base. I don't care who would have said that. Nobody in their right mind as a presidential candidate would be that stupid to be that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm going to look up the word stupid.
What is?
Webster's 1828. I'm looking up the word stupid. Okay. Stupid comes up as very dull, insensible, senseless, wanting in understanding, heavy and sluggish. Huh. And then, you know, the first meaning in context, they put it in sentence form. Oh, that men should be so stupid grown as to forsake the living God.
Right there. The ultimate in slowness.
I say to these people that fall in line with the state-run socialist media, better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt.
Ah,
because nobody doubts anymore as to how foolish you really are.
That's right. The pucky comes out.
Horse pucky.
And it's all over.
I've had it. We got to give it up for Kerry. All right, Kerry. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Folks, we could have went off on a couple other things. We have Matto apologizing to Rush Limbaugh. How short is that, Kerry? Okay, just to show you how NBC steps in it time and time again because of their pride and their arrogance. There's Ed Schultz calling Laura Ingraham a slut. She was from he's from NBC too as well. And then we have Ed Schultz apology. Wow. Stepping in horse pucky.
Yeah.
And then we have Rick Perry, Black Cloud Report. And that was Ed Schultz apologizing to Rick Perry as well. So it seems like folks, there's a reoccurring theme here with NBC that they just think that they're above the law and they're not to be held accountable for the things that they do. Even if your life is threatened and your children and your wife, I mean, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Nah. Sarah Palin was actually received apology too from NBC. Well, but you know what, folks? As long as they say they're sorry.
That's right.
I mean, don't worry about the fruit. Don't worry about the little kids getting beat up in Florida right now that are white and Hispanic. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about Zimmerman's family getting hunted down like a dog. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about Spike Lee and Roseanne Roseanne Bear tweeting the address of the family. Don't worry about that. No, just let the left folks keep doing what they're doing, and then next year when you wonder why you have a little less freedom and liberty, it's because the American people allow them to do it. And don't worry about it then when it begins to affect your family and your children and public schools, public at large, going shopping. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just let the left keep bullying anybody they want to bully. But don't worry about it because somebody else will take care of it. Yes, they will. NBC is. Mm-hmm. NBC is taking care of it. That's all they have to do is apologize to a bunch of dummies in this country that keep allowing them to do the things that they do. Yep. That's it. Don't worry about it. And no, then, don't magnify the laws of the land, folks, because that's legalism. Don't love your country enough to stand behind the veterans. No, don't do that. That's love. We don't want to do that in this country. And don't say to me how sarcastic you are being. No, folks, this shouldn't be happening on our watch. It just shouldn't be. And it's not going to be. Because you just might put the fear of God into people when you don't tolerate this kind of crime. And they might just stop doing it. But you know what? We want to make sure you have something to read tomorrow, folks. Don't want to do, hey, you got freedom of speech. Is there anything more pathetic, Jake, listening to conservatives talk about, I don't want them to stop. Mm-hmm. They make themselves look stupid. Yeah. As you're losing your country? Yeah.
Own it.
I remember hearing another guy on the conservative network, Fox News. Oh, it's nothing personal between me and the president. Folks, it's totally personal. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. I come from a veteran family that laid everything down on the line. So did our forefathers. And hundreds of thousands of men and women have bled to die for us to maintain the Constitution that they've already done and sacrificed on our part. They did it for us. Are we not to respond? Yes. Folks, the truth is hate speech only to those who have something to hide. And to those that are trying to perpetuate crime. I'm going to keep driving this line, folks. And by the way, this is love. This is love to tell the truth. This is love to call the American people to account. To teach them responsibility. God has trusted us with something called freedom. He's entrusted us, folks, with something that people around the world have not what we have. We have a gift. It's called liberty and freedom. And the way to give that away, folks, is to exemplify it and walk it out in your own life and not tolerate criminals, because that's all we have around us today, folks. And I've had it.
Love is not demonstrated by words. It's demonstrated by your actions.
Absolutely it is. And by the way, that's why they crucified Christ. They didn't like the truth. And yet Jesus went there to do what? To give them redemptive power unto salvation and freedom. But they didn't want it. Mm-hmm. They said, we have no king but King Caesar. We want the government to rule rather than God to rule. And what do we hear?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that. We want the government to rule. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are the strong old tree, and we are the sun. Yes, we are the sun.